Chapter 6. A Great Plan. Phelps's farm was very quiet in the hot sun. I did not have time to make a plan because some dogs ran towards me. A woman came out of the kitchen and she shouted at the dogs. Then another woman came out of the house. Some children came with her, and they hid behind her skirt.
"It's you, isn't it?"
The woman smiled at me. She pulled me into her arms and kissed me. "Yes," I said. I did not know her. She held me strongly and she cried.
"I'm very happy to see you, Tom," she said. "Finally, you're here. It's me. I'm your Aunt Sally. You look much bigger, and you're very different from your mother. Lizzie, go and get Tom a hot breakfast."
In the house, the woman sat at the table with me.
"We waited a long time for your visit," she said. "Why are you 2 days late? Was there a problem with the boat?"
"Yes," I answered. Who were these people, and what were they talking about? I did not know.
"Now, tell me about my sister Polly and all the family. How are they? What are they doing? Tell me everything."
What could I say? What a problem. This game had to finish. I had to tell the true story. I started to speak, but then the woman pushed me behind a chair.
"Silas is coming," she said. "Let's trick him. Hide and be quiet. Children, don't say a word."
An old man came into the house.
"Did Tom come?" she asked him.
"No,"
the man answered.
"Oh dear," she said. "Where can he be?"
"I don't know," said the man. "I'm frightened for him."
The woman talked and talked. Then she said brightly,
"Why, Silas, look at the road. Is someone coming?"
He went to the window, and she pulled me from behind the chair. The old man saw me.
"Why, who's that?"
he said.
"Who do you think?" the woman asked.
"Why, I don't know. Who is it?"
he asked.
"It's Tom Sawyer."
"What?" I thought. It was not possible. Sally was Tom Sawyer's aunt. The man took my hand, and the woman laughed and cried. Then they asked me questions about Sally's sister, Aunt Polly, and Tom's brother Sid, and everyone in the family. I told them all about the Sawyer family, but I had a problem. Where was the true Tom Sawyer? I had to go into town and find him quickly. He must not come to the Phelps's house. I met Tom Sawyer on the road into the town. He was frightened to see me.
"But you're dead," he said.
"I'm not dead," I told him. "You can feel me." He felt my body, and he was happier. I told him about the problem of the two Tom Sawyers. He thought about it. "That's okay," he said. "I have a plan. I won't be Tom. I'll be my brother Sid. Go back to the house now, and I'll come in a minute." "Okay, but there's one more thing," I told him. "There's a slave here. I want to help him. His name is Jim. Old Miss Watson's Jim." "What?" Tom said. "Why, Jim is..." "It's a bad thing to help him, I know, but I'm going to do it. Please, don't tell anyone." Tom's eyes were bright. "I'll help you," he said. I went back to the house, and after 5 minutes, Tom came to the door. "Mr. Archibald Nichols?" Tom said to Silas Phelps.
"No, my boy,"
said the old man kindly.
"Mr. Nichols doesn't live here. Come in and rest. Then we'll take you to him."
Tom came into the house and he kissed Aunt Sally. She was very angry.
"Why did you do that?" she shouted.
"I wanted to make you happy," Tom said.
"Why will that make me happy?"
Aunt Sally asked.
"I don't understand," replied Tom. "I thought I'll kiss her. She'll like it."
Aunt Sally was very angry, and she wanted to hit Tom. Tom stood up.
"I'm sorry. I won't do it again," he said.
"Of course you won't,"
answered Aunt Sally.
"No, I won't do it again. You'll have to ask me to kiss you."
"Ask you?" she said. "I'll never ask you to kiss me. Never."
"But it's me, Aunt Sally, Sid. I'm Sid Sawyer, Tom Sawyer's brother," Tom said.
"Why, you tricked me, Sid,"
Aunt Sally said quickly. She tried to kiss him, but he said,
"Remember, you have to ask me first."
She laughed, and she kissed him again and again. Then Silas did the same. Aunt Sally wanted to be angry about Sid's game, but she was too happy.